So, last time we saw Angel, the number of times I started with that sentence is very entertaining. But so the last time we saw Angel, you had been trying to help Hess close this hole in reality. While you succeeded, you ended up on the wrong side.
Yeah.
And we saw the moment when you passed on your oath to Hess, giving her the charge to basically take up the job you were doing in whatever way she chooses to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were left alone in this void. And time doesn't really seem to matter.
Well,
where you are. So what's going through your head?
She's probably annoyed.
Valid.
And not, like, at anybody except for herself and the situation at hand. I thought something would at least kill me. Or at least be trying to.
Instead, you're stuck floating in this infinite nothingness. For what feels like forever.
Never been very good at that sin shite.
Do you try and escape, or what do you do?
She'd try to find literally anything within this place. Because, like, after probably about 5 minutes, she's already bored.
Yeah.
Like, at least when you're on a stakeout, there's something to watch to keep your mind occupied, but there's just nothing here.
Yeah, you are in an infinite void, and you're very irritated about it.
When is she not?
So, I'm guessing you just kind of pick a direction and go?
Yep.
Trying to move in whatever way you can?
Yep.
So you do, and you find a way to do something that you think is moving. It's a little hard to tell. There's literally nothing around you. But you keep going. Is there a thought or anything that drives you as you keep moving forward? Beyond constant vehement swearing?
Well, you say constant vehement swearing, and my mind immediately jumped to that George Carlin bit. What was it, like, rat shit, bat shit, dirty old twat, 69 assholes tied in a knot. And it's just that over and over again in your head. Lizard shit. Fuck!
That's totally fair. And really funny. So, you just keep going, and you keep going, and you don't know if you've been doing this forever, or just for the past few minutes. It's weird, and in one instant you're in the void, and then the next incident, you're in someone's car. And there's a screeching of brakes as the person pulls over to the side. What the fuck? Who are you, and how did you get in my car?
Do I recognize the person? I'm assuming not.
You do, except for that she doesn't look exactly like the person you know. It looks like Lily, but it doesn't look like either of the Lilies you've met so far.
Ugh.
And she's just staring at you like she is complete and utter shock that you were just suddenly in the seat of her car.
Sorry. You probably wouldn't believe me if I told you how I got here, unless...
You better have a damn good explanation. I've been trying to figure out where you went for the past 2 weeks. We were supposed to meet for the job, but you never showed up. And just, do you know how much shit I've had to go through trying to figure out where the hell you went?
Before we get much further, I must tell you I'm not the angel you thought I was. Am? Probably.
God damn it.
Because I'm... You're not quite the Lily I remember, either of the Lilies I remember, actually. So,
how did you get in my car then?
Well, long story short, I passed through a Terran reality that I helped close in my world, and then I wandered around in the feckin' void for who knows how long, and now I'm here. So, passed through the place in between, I guess? Probably.
Damn.
Yeah.
Looks like there's not much difference between angels and realities. Do you also do a show when yours points to the back of the car where you look back and you see there's, like, camera and recording equipment?
Oh, yeah! The light of day, right?
Yeah, something like that. We're still workshopping the new name. It's been weird since they showed up.
Alright, who showed up?
Did your world not have the anomaly thing going on? Well, no, you just said Terran reality.
Oh, no, we had the anomaly thing going on. But there was only one of them. At the time.
Yeah, it's happened different here.
Of course it has. So, were you and this angel a part of a... Heck, what was it called? Multi. Were you and this angel a part of Multi?
I mean, there was an organization like that here. We picked up the pieces after they got wrecked.
Sounds like they don't do well in either, in any place that... Because, like, they were really tiny back in mine. Like, working out of a basement tiny.
I mean, there's only so much you can do in situations like this. Thankfully, we had a bit of a forewarning, kind of. So we were a little prepared, but it's been all kind of an all-out war with them.
Well, that's quite different. He was a lot. It was a lot. Let's say smoother when infiltrating ours. Mine.
No, this time kind of snuck up on us. I think it's learning between each time of whenever it does, whatever it's trying to do.
That would make sense, because it had all the memories and knowledge of a nice fella back in my version of Oak Ridge. This is Oak Ridge, right? The name didn't change or nothing?
Yeah, it's still Oak Ridge. It's one of the few places we've been able to... I mean, we chased him out of here, but by the time we did that, we realized they had already kind of spread.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's not been a great time. If you're really from another reality, you've got more people I need to take you to headquarters. Damn it, that's the other way.
You know the name Xander?
Yeah. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, she's going to pull out her phone and try to call him at the number she has. Just to see how different this reality is, and maybe...
You pull out your phone, you see there's no signal.
Ah, feck. Alright, well... So what were you heading out to do?
I was heading out to do some information gathering. People keep learning new things about it, so I get... Well, other you and I guess that we can still, if it's something you're interested in, we've been trying to document whatever people find out, so the information will stay.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
I thought I'd finally get some rest.
No rest when they're on the prowl. I just hope. Yeah, we need to get moving, and she starts the car back and starts driving pretty quickly. If you came through, they'll probably come crawling around to see what's going on. It's the last thing I want to deal with. But thankfully, I might be able to get some of the people who can help you figure out what's going on, or maybe find a way for you to get home. I don't even know if that's possible at this point.
It's. I did what I did know, and I might not be able to get back.
Yeah. Just hope we can get to where we're going before. Ah, shit. And you look at the rear view mirror, and there are these shadow creatures chasing you on the street.
Well, alright. Guess it's time for some target practice. She's gonna pull out her gun, roll down the window.
And you just start shooting at these shadows that are chasing you?
Yes. Yes, she does.
As you do that, you're just taking shot after shot. You see this Lily. She had a... you know those little things that you can clip to the vent and, like, set your phone on?
Yeah.
She has one of those, and she taps the screen to call someone. She's like, "We need emergency pickup, whoever's nearby." There's a response on it. And after a couple seconds, she says, "You may want to get your head back into the window. This is about to get kind of bumpy."
Yeah, right.
So you sit down, and there's this creaking of metal and this jostling, and it... this feeling like your equilibrium's been thrown off, and as you look out the window, you're surprised to see that the trees you've been driving along seem to be shrinking. Either that or the car is taken to the air.
What the feck do you have working for you? With you?
Do you not have heroes in your world?
You've got to be shitting me.